InfoWars.com studios. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, July 30th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to talk about some government issues. Over the weekend, we had the TSA proudly proclaiming that they're following everybody. Maybe you look too long or the wrong way at the line or the TSA agents, or maybe you were a little bit upset with the way that you were treated. Oh, you've been noticed, citizen. We're going to start tracking everything about your life. I came in this morning as I was making coffee in the break room. I saw some guy, he wrote something called Drone Warrior or something. He's some shill for the surveillance state, talking about how wonderful the TSA is. Boy, if you were in a third world country, you would just be licking the boots of the TSA here. And all these people who talk about the Fourth Amendment, they're a bunch of idiots, he said. This is a mighty warrior who kills people with joysticks from remote control. Some of them American citizens, presumably, who have not been given their day in court. You know, if an American citizen is working with Al-Qaeda, I don't have any problem with them being taken out. I have a problem with people being killed on accusation by the government. The disposition matrix that was put together by John Brennan and Barack Obama. That kind of thing. So I don't see, until they start doing this with due process on American citizens, I don't see a drone warrior as a hero. Certainly not anybody who says anyone concerned about the Fourth Amendment is an idiot. You're an idiot if you're not concerned about the Fourth Amendment in today's environment. So we're going to talk about that coming up. We're also going to talk about the censorship coming from social media and how the British government is actually ramping this up. It was kind of interesting. When I saw the report here, it was on the Yahoo story that they have here. Here's the first paragraph here. Fake news and misinformation are poisoning British democracy, according to MPs. And I thought, ooh, there's a Freudian slip. You know, they shut down Julian Assange as soon as he started talking about how fake this Skripal poisoning of Novichok gas. Nobody died, at least not in that first one. And if you've got a situation, as many have pointed out, where the Russians, with a nerve gas that is 8 times more potent than our own VX nerve gas, if they can only get a 25% kill rate, you got problems in Russia. Heads should be rolling there, right? No, there's a lot of evidence to indicate that it is not that nerve gas, that it was a false flag attack. Maybe we should call it a fake flag attack, a fake news flag attack. And when they talk about poisoning the British democracy, let me tell you something. It's these false flag attacks trying to get the war in Syria ramped up that is poisoning British democracy and American democracy. Those kinds of lies. And as Julian Assange started pointing that out, that's when the hammer went down on his speech at the embassy. And so we're going to be talking about that today as we get into it as well. And then we're going to talk about the latest revelations from the savior of the Democrat Party, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She is now has some more interesting things to say about economic news that you will not believe. This lady needs to go back and take a basic course in math and then maybe learn, you know, some oath to tell the truth or something. I've never seen more absurd claims come out of anybody in my life. Far beyond anything that we saw from the beauty contestant Miss South Carolina. This is Miss South America, and the stuff coming out of her mouth you will not believe. And then we're going to talk about the battle for the West as well. You know, there is a cultural battle that has been joined. And it has now been taken up by people in Hungary, by people in Italy. The leaders who have created this populist coalition, both a left and right party, they're now making common cause with Brexit, making common cause with Hungary. And you know what they're making common cause around? The fact that Europe was based on a Christian culture and foundation that is being thrown away and burned down. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, July 30th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. You know, I talked about it on Friday, the fact that we had the remains of over 50 U.S. servicemen sent back from North Korea. President Trump said he kept his word. That's good. He kept his word. He sent that back. Kim Jong-un. I want to talk about the other un, the UN. I didn't see this. And over the weekend, my wife said, you didn't talk about the fact that these troops coming back were wrapped in a United Nations flag, not in an American flag, in a UN flag. I said, what? I didn't see that at all. This is a story from the Daily Caller. The UN honor guards were carrying boxes containing the still unconfirmed remains of U.S. servicemen killed during the Korean War. The boxes were covered in the blue United Nations flag. Seeing the remains of deceased American military carried under the flag of the United Nations is an odd sight. And the reason why this is happening may not be immediately evident for those unfamiliar with the Korean War. See, this was never declared by us. Remember that back and forth discussion that we had, we played it many, many times. It was a back and forth discussion between Jeff Sessions when he was a senator and doing the right thing and Leon Panetta, who had been a congressman, who had been the CIA director and was, being put in as head of defense. If I've got that order correct, I think he was a CIA director before he became head of the Department of Defense, and Jeff Sessions was quizzing him and saying, we've had a lot of troops that have been sent to different places. They're talking about sending troops to Syria. You would have a declaration of war by Congress, wouldn't you, before you sent troops to Syria? Congressman, we would consult with our allies, the United Nations and NATO, and we would advise you what we decide. No. We have a constitution, said Jeff Sessions. I can't believe that you're talking like that. You are a congressman. You know what the Constitution says. You have to get the permission of Congress for a war. We'll let you know what we decide, but we'll talk to the UN and we'll talk to NATO. We'll make our decisions there. Just kept going back and forth. Very cool, very arrogant, totally untouched by any pleas about the Constitution that Jeff Sessions had. Of course, Jeff Sessions doesn't care much about the Constitution when it comes to war on drugs, just the war in Syria. But at least that's something. That's more than the Democrats. That's more than you can say for the Democrats or Leon Panetta. But this is a long tradition. You know, the Korean War was the first time that we became the world's policemen, or as I prefer to put it, the unpaid mercenaries of the United Nations. And to see the remains coming back in coffins draped in the UN flag, I think that just says it all right there. As the Daily Caller goes on to say, the war was between the United Nations and North Korea, although America did the fighting, principally. Not solely, but principally. UN authorized the deployment of UN forces to protect the Republic of Korea. UN Security Council passed Resolution 82 and 83 unanimously, condemning the North Korean aggression and recommending military assistance to the South. The UN contributed the overwhelming majority of the 21-country UN force that was deployed to the Korean Peninsula. You got that article up there. Scroll down and show the pictures of the people carrying the UN honor guard, carrying American remains. And so the U.S. forces' remains are returned as a function of the original UN force under which they were deployed, because we only have a ceasefire. There is no treaty there. There they are, holding all the remains in blue UN flags. Folks, we are fighting a lot of UN wars. The Korean War is a UN war. The war on drugs is a UN war. It was created 10 years before Richard Nixon proclaimed it. The UN created the four schedules. The UN put all the drugs into the four schedules, including marijuana in as a class one drug, saying it was the most addictive category and had absolutely no medical use. We know that's a lie. And if you remember, when states started nullifying this UN war that was faithfully executed by our federal government, who betray us constantly, betray the Constitution they swore to uphold, as the federal government was the faithful handmaids of this UN war on drugs, and as you had the first votes to legalize medical marijuana, the UN, remember, was very, very angry about that. They were threatening recrimination. It's like, you have no power. The federal government has no power. Jeff Sessions has no power. We have been able to nullify what the United Nations and the federal government had done to us at the local level. 60% of American states have passed, either by referendum or legislative ban, they have nullified what the UN and the federal government illegally and unconstitutionally have imposed upon us. That is what we should take away from this medical marijuana issue. And we should do it on many, many other issues. If you think that government is compassion, if you think that government is reason, you know the quote from George Washington? Whether that's a legit quote from George Washington or not, it is true. Government is not compassion, it's not reason, it's not eloquence. Government is force. And like fire, it is a fearful servant and a dreadful master. Take a look at what's going on in California when fires get out of control. That's what's happening with our federal government now. And what's happening in California? The government fire that is out of control. It's this plastic straw ban. As the Daily Caller points out, the move to ban single-use straws from daily life is growing all over the U.S. This is because of the nonsense that was pushed around by Earth Day this year, 2018. All based on a made-up statistic by a nine-year-old. A nine-year-old child. And then pushed around by Earth Day. And so what's happening? You got some disabled people who are now saying, you know what? We need to have plastic straws, bendy straws. Paper straws disintegrate. The metal straws won't bend. The plastic sippy cup lids that are being used by Starbucks that actually use more plastic because these people don't know what they're doing. They don't even know how to implement their own insane agenda, their own made-up unicorn agenda. And so some of the disability rights activists are saying, nobody ask us. The blanket bans are not taking into account the fact that we need straws. And these don't serve our use. Yeah, government is not compassionate. It has absolutely no reason. It makes absolutely no sense. Here's another example. This is out of Maryland, Prince George's County. This is a couple in their 90s. A 91-year-old lady and her 94-year-old husband. They needed a wheelchair ramp so she could get out of her house. Her son is in the construction trade. They don't have a lot of money. So he bought $1,700 of lumber and he built it himself. They said it's very well built. It was safe. But then building inspectors come up and say, where was your permit? Well, what do we have to do? What is wrong with this? What do we need to fix? No, no, no. You didn't ask me first. You didn't say, government, may I? And he said, well, here's the plan. Can I get a permit? No, no, no. You got to destroy this. So now they've destroyed it. And she is a captive in her own home. She says, I don't want my husband trying to lift me. He's 94 years old. I can't go anywhere now. This is the government, folks. It is not reason. It is not compassion. Finally, before we go to break, a question posed. What is the coolest gun you're probably not allowed to own? So this is a picture that was put up on this article, Daily Caller. What is the coolest gun you're not allowed to own? Let me tell you what the coolest gun you're not allowed to own is going to be. When they ban guns, you are going to see the coolest guns you've ever seen, because there will be absolutely no restrictions on firepower or anything else. There'll be no limitations except people's imaginations. And we have seen this with alcohol prohibition. We have seen it with drug prohibition. And we will see it with gun prohibition. So all these David Hogs who are begging the government to take away their right to protect themselves and your right to protect yourself, if they want to see some cool guns, go ahead and ban them. We'll show you some cool guns. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, when Bill Clinton was running for president, James Carville came up with a slogan, "It's the economy, stupid." Now, history doesn't repeat itself, but history certainly rhymes. So instead of it being, "It's the economy, stupid," today what we say, "It's the economy, Ocasio-Cortez." Draw the connections, if you will. Here is her latest, greatest hits. She went on with Trevor Noah on The Daily Show. And he questioned her. He said, how do you pay for all this stuff? Let's hear what she had to say, and then we'll dissect this as we go through it. Here's Ocasio-Cortez explaining to us how socialism works.
But then the pragmatic side of it comes in, as you said. Mm-hmm. How do you pay for these? You know, you always see people coming in with economic arguments. Mm-hmm. And they say, look, these numbers don't really add up. You know, in order to get health care for everybody, this is what it would cost. Mm-hmm. That's going to be troubling. Even if you reverse the Republican tax deal, that's only going to make up 5% of what mm-hmm. we need to pay for Medicare for all. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you pay for education for all? How do you pay for all of these ideas?
So this is an excellent question. And in fact, there's a lot of back of the envelope stuff. Based on our values. So, for example, I sat down with
gonna base it on
a
our
Nobel
values,
Prize economist
right?
last week. I can't believe I can say that. It's really weird. But,
a Nobel Prize economist.
One of the things that we saw is if people pay their fair share, if corporations and the ultra wealthy, for example, as Warren Buffett likes to say, if he paid as much as his secretary paid, 15%, if he paid a 15% tax rate, if corporations paid, if we reversed the tax bill, but went raised our corporate tax rate to 28%, which is not even as high as it was before.
If we
do those two things and also close some of those loopholes, that's $2 trillion right there. That's $2 trillion in 10 years. And it's one of the wide estimates is that it's going to take $3 to $4 trillion to transition us to 100% renewable energy economy. So we got $2 trillion from folks paying their fair share, which they were not paying before the Trump tax bill.
Right.
They weren't paying that before the Trump tax bill. If we get people to pay their fair share, that's $2 trillion in 10 years. Now, if we implement a carbon tax on top of that so that we can transition and financially incentivize people away from fossil fuels, if we implement a carbon tax, that's an additional amount of a large amount of revenue that we can have. And then the last key, which is extremely, extremely important, is reprioritization. Just last year, we gave the military a $700 billion budget increase, which they didn't even ask for. They're like, we don't want another fighter jet. Like, they're like, don't give us another nuclear bomb. You know?
Right.
They didn't even ask for it. And we.
Oh, my. Where do we start? It's a good thing this is on Comedy Central, as Dan was saying, as we're listening to this, because that's where this belongs. Where do we start? Well, she sat down with her Nobel Prize economist. Presumably, I guess this is Obama, right? They're handing out Nobel Prizes to him for anything. But I don't know who it was. She didn't mention it. But this Nobel Prize winner had the typical Democrat solution. Let's tax our way to prosperity. See, when you have somebody that is promising you free stuff, free this, free that, free Medicare for all, free education for all, free college for all, and on and on and on. You know, if you have free stuff, you're not going to have any freedom. One of the things that Gerald Ford got right, he said any government that gives you everything that you want first has to take everything that you have. And so then she begins to lay out her program of how to take everything that you have. And, of course, they're going to reverse the tax cuts. We've got to reverse the tax bill. We've got to implement a carbon tax so we can transition and financially incentivize people away from fossil fuels. If we implement a carbon tax, that's a large amount of revenue that we can have, That's the royal we, as in government, as in the queen of socialism. That's the royal we. That's not you having this money. Remember Bernie Sanders said, they've looted the treasury when they did a tax cut. That was his money. That was the standard response from the Democrats, the socialists. You're robbing us. You're robbing the government. You're robbing we. We, the government. We can have more money if we carbon tax you on everything that you do. And so that's what she's talking about. Just remember, all these socialist malinvestments from the Nobel Prize winner, like Solyndra, Tesla, all of these investments, these malinvestments, taking people's money, rewarding certain behavior, picking the winners and losers, picking different businesses. But then she gets into the defense budget. Because, you know, it is not the welfare state that's bankrupting us. It's the warfare state. I agree with her. The warfare state is out of control. But she's going to shut it down. She's going to shut down defense, and she's going to ramp up the welfare state. Of course, many Republicans do just the opposite. Both of them, quite frankly, are a problem. But the figures that she comes up with are just out of thin air. This is Miss South Carolina, Miss South America stuff here. I guess we could start calling this, Ocasio math. $700 billion budget increase. She said, well, that's the entire budget that they had. There was a $70 billion increase, which was ridiculously excessive. It's more than the entire budget of Russia. Oh, but they want to tell us that Russia's, you know, she's not going to tell you that Russia's not a problem. So she's not going to talk about the fact that Russia had their entire budget was less than our increase. But yeah, it wasn't $700 billion. But then she made some other things that were even more amazing. 200 million Americans make less than $20,000 a year is one of the things she said with Noah Trevor. Trevor Noah. Yeah, Trevor Noah. So you can tell I don't watch this guy, right? 200 million Americans, 40% of the country, she said, make less than $20,000 a year. So let's look at some of the Ocasio math here. One of the biggest problems we have is 200 million Americans make less than $20,000 a year. That's 40% of the country. Well, if that were the case, we would have 500 million Americans in the United States, which we don't have. We have about 328 million. All right, so let's continue with that. Let's say that you had 200 million. They were really making only $20,000 a year. That would be 61%, Ocasio. But that also, the 200 million is not a figure that holds up either, as MRC TV points out, because we have, according to the government statistics, a record high of 155 million people total in the workforce. So 200 million is greater than 155 million, Ocasio. Quite a bit greater. So that means that it isn't 200 million that are making $20,000. And then the third thing is that there's about 28 million American households, if you really want to look at government statistics from the U.S. Census Bureau, about 28,000 American households that live on total incomes of $25,000 or less. So she only overstates it by a factor of 10, just like she overstated the increase by a factor of 10. But you know what's a zero here and there, right? Because socialists want to take you to zero. Zero growth, zero economy. Zero disposable income. So, you know, what's a zero here or there? 70, 700, 28 million, 200 million. It doesn't make any difference, right? One way or the other. It just throw those numbers out there. And of course, Trevor Noah doesn't question her on any of that. And she's out there pushing her people. Let's hope that she becomes the face of the Democrat Party. It'd be great to see that happen. She's out there pushing people like Abdul El Said, a progressive Muslim. How's that for cognizant dissonance? A progressive Muslim. How long is it going to be before his people start throwing the progressives off the roof?
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, numbers mean something, don't they? As an engineer, I didn't have much use for philosophy classes that were taught by communists. I had to take one. It really bothered me because they don't have any way to quantify things. You know, if you can't reduce something, in my opinion, if you can't reduce it and explain it in numbers, you don't understand the problem. And Ocasio doesn't understand the problem. Socialists don't understand the problem. They want to wave their hands and pretend that they understand the problem. That is about fairness. It's about compassion. They have no idea. They are not about compassion. They're about coercion. They're about forcing you to do things. These are the people who will ultimately tear down the handicap ramp at your 90-year-old mother's house. That's the people that we're talking about here. And we saw Elizabeth Warren do the same thing last week. They kept pressing her. Well, you know, what kind of percentage are you talking about for tax? We got to have more taxes, you say, in order to be more prosperous. All that does is empower them. That's why Bernie Sanders said,
They're still in the Treasury. They're looting the Treasury, taking our money. Ocasio-Cortez says, we can have a carbon tax, and that will give us more money. We can have more money. They can have more money to make themselves more powerful. They take your money, then they hand it out to you like children on an allowance. And as he was pushing, one of these reporters was pushing Elizabeth Warren, give me some numbers. Give me numbers, numbers. They don't mean anything. We just got to have something that is fair. All they're pushing in the name of fairness is envy. Envy is what the Democrats have. An ever smaller pie that they then have you all fighting for favors from them about how they're going to slice that up instead of an expanding pie. And so we have this discussion that was between Dan Bongino and a former aide to Chuckie Schumer, Chris Hahn, on Saturday night. They were on the Judge Jeanine show. And I want to play this for you going back and forth. And you can hear how it's not just Ocasio-Cortez that plays fast and loose with the facts. Remember, she said we got 200 million people that are workers that are making $20 an hour or less. Or $20,000 a year or less, I should say. $20,000 a year or less. Well, that doesn't match up with any statistic. We don't have that many people in the entire workforce. It's not 40% of the population of the United States, let alone the workforce. And according to labor statistics, that's about one-tenth of the number of workers that are making $25,000 or less. And she took it down to $20,000. But here's the back and forth between Dan Bongino and this former aide of Chuckie Schumer. Bongino, I'll give you the punchline. Bongino, listen for this. He says, spare us the nonsense. It is nonsensical. It is total nonsense. This is Alice in Wonderland type stuff, folks. And remember, Lewis Carroll was a mathematician. That's why he liked to play with nonsense like this, that people just spout stuff out. But here is the back and forth between Dan Bongino and Chris Hahn.
Well, look, I'll give him some credit for the economy, maybe not as much as he's giving himself. He didn't inherit a mess. The economy has been on an upward trajectory for the last 10 years. And I do give him some credit for it. I also give credit to the fact that a lot of people were front-loading their exports, worrying about a potential trade war. And we'll see what happens. Don't forget, President Obama had four quarters that were better than this. And he created more jobs in the last 18 months of his presidency than President Trump has created in the first 18 months of him. And we'll see where we wind up. Quarterly growth does not necessarily equal a great end-of-year number. Obama learned that in 2014, where he had a 5.1% growth in the second quarter and then a over 4% growth in the third quarter. He lost
Obama never
seats
had
in the midterms,
a good
and
year.
They were at 2.9% at the end of the year.
It's all about sustainability, Chris, and the Obama couldn't
play
do it.
Games
but, Dan,
with those
what's
statistics.
Your response
I agree.
To that?
Quarter to quarter.
Well, Chris is a little confused. President Trump did inherit a mess. The facts speak for themselves. Guys, this is a fact. I know Chris sometimes has a tough time with these things, but Barack Obama is the only president in United States history to never, in two terms, by the way, reach 3% GDP growth annually at any point in his presidency. Keep in mind, one-term presidents have done it. He's the only one ever. Cumulative GDP growth. He's also at the bottom. He's one of the top five worst economic presidents in American history. And by the way, because I know Chris is going to try to wiggle out of this one, he was wrong about the GDP numbers, Judge, on our debate 3 weeks ago. Barack Obama handed him a 1.9% growth rate in the final quarter and 1.6% the final year. Trump turned it around right away. He was wrong about it.
And you know that 1.9% growth rate in the final quarter? That included the economy that immediately started taking off big time after President Trump was elected, before he was ever became president, immediately after the election. Why? Because they knew that Trump was going to reduce taxes and regulation that Obama and the Democrats were strangling and smothering the economy with. You heard Dan Bongino there. Never had any other president in recent memory, certainly, that had less than 3%, and that never got to 3% annual growth and had the lowest cumulative growth over his 8 years. That's the reality. All right, let's play the clip of Steve Mnuchin saying he expects that we're going to see 3% annual growth, because you can play games, folks, with the statistics on a quarter-to-quarter basis. They do that regularly
Both Republican and Democrat administrations have been doing this for a very long time with the unemployment figures, for example. They'll put them out so the newest figures look good. And then after everybody's reported all the figures and before the next group come out, the next quarter, they will revise down the unemployment, growth. They'll revise that down and then they'll revise up the newest figures. So it always looks like an upward trend. That's a game that they always play. But when you do it year to year, that's when the truth really comes out. You can manipulate quarterly figures. You can have aberrations of something that happens because of whatever, some new program or something that happens that's unusual in the stock market. But it's the annualized growth. So here's Steve Mnuchin talking about how it looks like, in his opinion, with these tax programs that the Democrats hate so much, the tax cuts that they hate so much, that we could have 3% growth over the next 4 to 5 years.
So, Mr. Secretary, can we count on 3% growth in this year, 2018, which would be the highest annual rate since the Great Recession? And President Trump talked late this week that he could see 8 or 9% growth. Is that realistic?
Well, Chris, we've been very clear since the campaign. The president's economic plan always consisted of tax reform, trade relief, and regulatory relief. And we said we were going to achieve 3% or higher sustained GDP. And that's where we are. The 4%, 4.1 was a terrific quarter. But we are very focused on the long-term sustained economic growth, which our plans have hit.
So you believe that it'll be 3% this year and going how far into the future?
Well, Chris, we can only project a couple of years in the future, but I think we're well on this path for several years. So I don't think this is a 1 or 2 year phenomenon. I think we definitely are in a period of four or five years of sustained 3% growth at least.
All right, when we come back, we're going to personalize this. You know, the Democrats always love to personalize these policies. We're going to personalize it. We're going to show you what a steel worker had to say. He was brought to tears by the fact that he had his job at the steel mill back. And we're going to play for you what happened to him under Obama's policies. But you know, we have this debate that's going back and forth. Ocasio-Cortez and others in the Democrat Party. Finally, the younger generation of Democrats are happy with the label socialist. Maybe they ought to ask the older people in the party why they don't want to have that label, why they want to keep that quiet, why they want to call themselves progressives or anything other than socialist. You know, it's only the millennials like Ocasio-Cortez who are comfortable with that label. And it may be because of their total ignorance of history, of politics, of the 20th century. That has made the label socialism anathema and a poison pill in America. And I'm glad to see that they're embracing it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at a steelworker who was brought to tears talking about how Trump had helped him and others in the factory that was shut down because of the economic policies of Barack Obama. It is not compassion to take your money and then hand it out to you like children in allowance. They see that as their money because that is their ticket to power. And it is your ticket to being powerless and dependent upon them. That's why the Democrats are always offering you free stuff with one hand and then grabbing your wallet out of your pants with the other hand while they're doing that. Before we get to that clip, though, I just want to tell you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program. And we've got a couple of new products and new specials along with them. We have several fish oil products that we have come out with, the Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil, and Honor Roll. 25% off individually, or you can get the three of them together if you want to try them. The Ultimate Fish Oils Combo Pack. All three of those together, 40% off. We also have still our Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel Special. That was introduced about 2 weeks ago. It's the first time we've had a topical nano silver product that is in the form of a gel so that you can put it on cuts and burns and scrapes and things like that. Silver, if you remember, is very effective. It's still used in hospital burn units for people who are severely burned to cut down infection because silver is very effective at killing bacteria as well as virus. And now you can use this Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel to keep that silver on topically. You can get that now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the new products and the specials that we have there. We really do appreciate your support. All right, let's go to this guy here. This is President Trump last Thursday, speaking at a newly reopened U.S. steel mill in the St. Louis area town of Granite City, Illinois. And he was talking about this being a great victory and an honor that President Trump came there. It was brought back, and they are bringing back 500 jobs associated with that particular reopening of that plant. And they promised an additional 300 jobs by October. So as they were all walking out, one reporter stopped one guy and started asking him about what he thought about President Trump being there and speaking about that. Here's that clip.
What does it mean to your family and friends to know that you're back at work?
That we've got a way off. I mean,
and one more question. If you could think about the one thing that you take out of the moment of having the president here at your job site, what is the one thing that you'll take with you from his speech and from the moment today?
Sounds like we're going to do good. I mean, it's just nice to know that we got someone fighting for us, you know, to keep our jobs. It was rough for a lot of us.
I'm so happy to see here that you're back to work. Were you ever not working?
2.5 years.
2.5 years?
Yeah, I was laid off.
And did you seek work somewhere else during
work,
that time?
But, you know, to make it, I'm doing 70, 80-hour weeks to keep my family, you know, under the roof.
So this means more to you than most people understand.
Yeah, because I can make a living doing a 40-hour week and still see my family.
And if you had one message to the people that are watching, and you had one thing that you wanted to say to everybody about what President Trump said, about our economy, what would you tell the people watching? What do you want people to know?
We're back.
We're back.
All right, so there he is, and he was saying that he was out of work for 2.5 years. And he had to work two jobs. 70 to 80 hours a week, he said, to try to make ends meet because he's getting paid half of what he's going to be paid now. And as I retweeted that, I said, you know, it was just a couple of days ago that we had Ocasio-Cortez lying about the unemployment rate. She said, it looks so good because most of the people out there are working two jobs. I forget, she might have even made up a number, you know, like the kid with the straws, the plastic straws. You know, they just make these numbers up. And then they make up policy based on those made up numbers. That's one of the reasons why Scott Pruitt said, if you're going to have any policy changes, you are going to have to publish your data. It's going to have to be peer reviewed and you're going to have to be transparent. And by the way, we've got coming up in the third hour, we have Steve Malloy, who's going to be joining us talking about some policy reversals, apparently at the EPA, something that he dug through and found because, you know, they're just making stuff up. And in this particular case, Steve Malloy is going to be talking to us about. They colluded with a company to shut down another company. That's the essence of regulation everywhere, folks. But Ocasio-Cortez just made this up. The majority of people are working two jobs. No, they're not. According to the labor statistics, 5% of the people are working two jobs. They're doing that because they've lost their manufacturing jobs. That's what President Trump is trying to do to get that back. So you know, as we look at this, let's talk a little bit about socialism. You know, we had the back and forth of Meghan McCain on The View with these people. One of the things that they were saying to her, Joy Behar. We got the post office. We got this. We got that. It's like, seriously, you want to put the post office out there as a poster child of what is right with socialism? It is the poster child of socialism. And we've had over the weekend, we had tens of thousands of people in Russia protesting. Because the retirement age there is being raised. As I've said many times, when it was first done in Germany by Bismarck, they picked the age of 65 because that was life expectancy. They didn't expect anybody to get it. It was a lie from the beginning. It's a Ponzi scheme. They don't put any money into your account. They just take the money and immediately pay it to somebody else. Same way as Bernie Madoff. And that is what is still going on. So in Russia, for women, they had to raise the age, I think it was 55, they raised it to 63. For men, they raised it from 60 to 65. You can't sustain this. It doesn't matter what country it is, whether it's Germany, Russia, the United States. And it's not just Social Security, the crown jewel of socialism. It's also these lavish government pensions. I pointed this out last week, the fact that we have all these different states. We've got Delaware, we got Illinois, we've got New Jersey, California, massive debt hundreds of billions of dollars of unfunded pension plans there for the states. For example, $104 billion in New Jersey that they don't have money for. New York, $356 billion. California, $428 billion. And yet, when you look at Illinois' situation, the median pension payout there to former state employees is now over $35,000 per year. Some pensioners are getting over $100,000 a year in annual payout. So they said, we don't have the money. We don't know where we're going to get it. So they took it to court. The Supreme Court there in Illinois, the state Supreme Court, found unanimously that they couldn't do any cuts. They couldn't raise the retirement age. They said, crisis is not an excuse to abandon the rule of law. Well, it's always been an excuse to abandon the rule of law for everything else. I mean, you abandon the Constitution, the Fourth Amendment, everything else. Crisis. Security. They do it. Nevertheless, they're going to hold them to it. So now they got to come up with the money somewhere to pay these lavish pension plans. Now, the federal government continues to print money to fund Social Security, but there's a limit to how that's going to work as well, and the millennials are going to find this out. But they personalize it in this article by The New American, talking about how much the people are getting per capita. Again, Connecticut, per capita, the wealthiest state in the nation, the top 10 retired employees in the Constitution state all receive more than $225,000 per year in pension payments. They have 1,400 retirees in Connecticut that get more than $100,000 in benefits annually. Socialism, folks, is unsustainable. And so Meghan McCain may get hit by all these people and say, you're an idiot. They got Soledad O'Brien. You got, as Reason is pointing out, GQ, BuzzFeed, Daily Beast. All of them are telling her she doesn't know what she's talking about. Socialism is great. Look at Denmark. You know, we were in Bilderberg, and I had a lot of people who would like motion to me and say, shh, shh, come over here. Come over here. I want to talk to you. Now, I don't want to be seen talking to you. There's cameras all over the place, and I could basically get blacklisted for my job if I was seen talking to you or complaining about socialism here in the state. But it's just wonderful, isn't it? Denmark is the poster child. And it doesn't really matter. Like Reason said, you know, are you going to say, well, I think that the police state of Singapore is more successful than Denmark, so let's give that a try. It's a relative thing. But I talked about last week comparing Chile to Venezuela. Take a look at those. Very, very similar with the population, demographics, culture, so forth. Economically, they were the same about 30 years ago. And then Chile turned from socialism and turned to free markets. And what happened was they doubled their per capita income while Venezuela has gone down the toilet. So you can't sustain it. That's the problem. You can sustain it for a while in wealthy countries, but you can't sustain it for long. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. We're going to talk about the post office, as a matter of fact. I got some greatest hits from James Bovard, the Mises Institute, looking at 40 years of his articles on the post office.
Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Supermail Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalists. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're talking about The View and their quick back and forth about socialism. Meghan McCain got very upset because the whole crew there, of course, are Democrats, socialists, because they, let's understand that's where they're really coming from. So it was the back and forth that we saw there. And then everybody started trolling her on media, saying, but we have the post office. We have so many things that are so wonderful. Let's talk about the post office. I have an article here from James Bovard, Mises Institute, and he's talking about 40 years of going after the post office. He said, this week is the 40th anniversary of the publication of my first attack on the postal service. It was called Time to Stamp Out the Postal Monopoly. And of course, it was Lysander Spooner who nearly stamped out the postal monopoly. Back in the mid-1800s, Spooner gave them a run for their money because the government had a monopoly. Postal rates soared. And so Spooner said, this is absolutely absurd. I can do better than this. And one guy started offering mail service. He did it so effectively that in order to shut him down, they had to enact a law to give the post office a monopoly. That was Lysander Spooner, great libertarian. He was a guy who was an ardent abolitionist, but he was also ardently anti-Lincoln because Lincoln destroyed the Constitution. He said what Lincoln is turning the government into is far worse because he's going to make a slave out of everybody. And he was absolutely right about that as well. It was not the right remedy. But here's some of the quotes that James Bovard has had over the years. He said in 1987 New York Times op-ed, I wrote, first-class mail is becoming the ghetto of American communications. The U.S. cannot afford to enter the next century with a communication system that has little changed from the 18th century. That was 1987. Before email, by the way, was really out there. You had a little bit of DARPANET and things like that, but it wasn't really being used. And then he goes on to say, if you had to invest your life savings in one company, would you choose United Parcel Service, UPS, or the Postal Service? He says, but unfortunately, we've already invested our lives in the Postal Service, is what everybody came back and told him. Then the Wall Street Journal, he said, the American people no longer need a monopoly that appears more interested in storing letters than in delivering them. In 1991, he wrote a Wall Street Journal piece. He said, the post office is the only delivery business that believes that speed is irrelevant. In 2011, he said, when people bought forever stamps, they didn't realize that the name referred to the delivery time and not the stamp prices. And finally, he says, at this point, the Postal Service is rapidly becoming little more than an income maintenance program for 630,000 employees. That's right, Newman. this is where we're coming from, folks. When you look at socialism, as Reason points out, when they're talking about the back and forth, the inconvenient facts that are not paid attention to by the left, they said it might come as a surprise to everyone to realize that every penny of the excessive $21,000 a year that they spend on each and every student in the school district of Ocasio-Cortez, $21,000, they spend more per capita on students there than anywhere else. And you look at the schools that spend the most on their students per capita, and they have 90+% Most of these things are higher than 95% illiteracy and innumeracy. As we see, every time Ocasio-Cortez gets on the air, she knows absolutely nothing about math and could care less about, couldn't care about facts either. If we look at this, they point out it might come as a surprise that every penny of that $21,000 they spent on each and every student comes from capitalism. That's right. The government doesn't create anything. It is people involved in being able to work that creates that wealth. Hitler understood that. He said that Stalin had made the wrong choice by taking the industry first. Hitler said, we got to keep this national socialism. That's what Nazism was. We got to keep it going by keeping a veneer of private ownership on it.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Let's talk a little bit about the censorship that is coming out. I like to call it the anti-socials. I think that's what we need to start calling Facebook, Twitter, Google. They are the anti-socials, right? They're not social media. They're anti-social. Just like Antifa is not anti-fascist. They're anti-First Amendment, anti-FA, anti-First Amendment. So these people are basically anti-social. They're anti-free speech, anti-First Amendment. One of the worst bills that I've seen in quite some time is coming out of the UK. It surfaced over the weekend. What they're trying to do is take the Tommy Robinson tactic to the entire internet. See, that's why it is important when we see these individual cases, because they establish a principle. They show us the mentality of these people. We understand where they are headed with these particular issues. There was a time, once upon a time, you know, the founders of this country realized that it was the principles that were involved, not the level of taxation. The level of taxation that the British put on the American colonists was very small. They always start out that way. The income tax here in the United States started out as a 1% tax on the 1% highest income people, right? And so they were looking at a 3% tax on tea, things like that. Now, in most states, some states like Texas, you do get an exemption on groceries that you buy. That's not always the case. Back in North Carolina, sales tax was fully applied to food. And so when I was working with libertarians, we made a commercial saying that we fought a revolution over a 3% tax on tea. And look at this. Now we've got an 8% tax on everything in the grocery bag here on my kitchen table. They will fight you over the crumbs, folks. But the other principle, of course, that was very important, something that has resurfaced in Brexit, is the idea of taxation without representation, regulation without representation, because that is now what Theresa May has put on their table. That they're going to come out of the European Union, the soft Brexit. It's only for the people with a soft head. You got to be pretty stupid to fall for that. To say, we're going to give up our representation in Brussels, but then Brussels will still control us economically and so forth. They'll still control our regulations and tariffs and taxes and so forth. But we won't have any say-so in any of that. I mean, it is just the polar opposite of what the American Revolution was fought on. But now what they have done in UK, as I said, they're trying to take this Tommy Robinson tactic of censorship internet-wide. They don't want anybody to report something that they don't agree with. So you have tech firms, as they're saying, should be made liable for any fake news on their sites. This is coming out of the UK. So what they're going to do is they're going to impose fines or whatever on Twitter, Facebook, Google, if you don't take down something that we object to. So the government will be the final arbiter of what is true. And no matter how ridiculous the story that comes out, whether it's a ridiculous story about the Las Vegas shooting, or whether it's a ridiculous story about 9/11, or whether it is a ridiculous story about the once a year false flag gas attack in Syria, or the false flag Novichok gas attack in Skripal. No matter how ridiculous and devoid of facts the story that the UK government or the American government puts out there, you better report that. And if you say anything against it, we're going to call you a conspiracy theorist and we're going to take your voice away. We're going to shut you down. Oh, we won't do it. We will use the anti-social media people to do it. So they work hand in glove. And of course, the social media people will say, oh, well, we have to do it. You know, they're holding a gun to our head. We have to do it. They were designed, they were put in place to do this. They shut down LifeLog, DARPA's LifeLog, the very day they created Facebook, which gives them exactly the same function. We want to talk about them scraping data. Here's a quote from the article from Yahoo. Actually, it's Reuters that they put through it. Companies like Facebook made it easy for developers to scrape users' data and to deploy it in other campaigns without their knowledge or consent. Well, let's understand what's going on here. It's not just developers who are scraping data. It's not just corporations who are scraping data. It is the government. It is the government. Let's grab that Michael Hayden quote that I play all the time. They're not interested in bad people. They're interested in interesting people like President Trump and anybody associated with his campaign. They're interested in the crowd. The crowd is very interesting to them because they want to know if you're buying those fake stories about 9/11. Or about the Syrian gas attacks, or about the gas attack in Salisbury, England. They want to know, are you buying that? If not, they have to change the story a little bit. They have to change the story for the Vegas shooting or whatever. And so they want to know if their particular narrative is working or not. That's very important to them. Here's Michael Hayden talking about that.
Not about guilt. In fact, let me be really clear, okay? NSA doesn't just listen to bad people. NSA listens to interesting people.
Oh, people. Yeah. That's so funny. Interesting people. And the crowd there of young lawyers in training laugh about that. Oh, yeah, we're interested in interesting people. Good. And they want to know all your data because that lets them know what you think, what you share. You are not going to be able to see any information that they don't want you to see. You're not going to hear any information they don't want you to see. And you're not going to be able to share any information they don't want you to share. And they're going to make monkeys out of us all, folks, if we let them do this. And so this article from Reuters says tech firms like Facebook should be made liable for harmful and misleading material on their websites, and they should pay a levy so that they can be regulated, say British lawmakers. Warning of a crisis in democracy due to misuse of personal data. Let me tell you something. The crisis in democracy comes when you shut down free speech and free thought. That's what they're worried about. They're worried about an outbreak of freedom. They're worried that they have lost control of the narrative. British broadcasters, whether publicly or privately owned, must generally stick to strict rules on political balance. That was called the fairness doctrine here. It completely shut down any thought or speech or conservative radio. It was only after President Reagan shut down the strict rules on political balance that they called the fairness doctrine here that we had the rise of talk radio. And then we had the internet. And boy, that was like an H-bomb. That was an atomic bomb when we had the fairness doctrine removed. That was an atomic bomb to their control of information. Then the internet became a hydrogen bomb for them, and they've got to shut that down. And so as they're talking about this, they say fake news and misinformation is poisoning British democracy, according to these MPs. As I said before, that really is, I think, a Freudian slip. You want to talk about poisoning democracy? They shut down Julian Assange as soon as he started talking about that fake gas attack in Salisbury, UK. They had to do something that for 3 years, they'd had 3 years running, they had had a fake gas attack in Syria that they would use to try to ramp things up. They got shut down every time. So it's like, this time we got to sex it up a little bit more. Let's have a fake gas attack here in the UK. When he pushed back on that, that's when they shut him down. And at the bottom of the hour, we got Roger Stone joining us to talk about Julian Assange. So stick with us for that. Damian Collins. Oh, that's a good name for as in the omen. Damian, chair of the committee in the UK. Said that they call for urgent action to tackle the threat posed by fake news, including the possibility of social media being liable for the content posted online. Folks, if we go back to the essence, and I know it wasn't an exact quote, the idea that, you know, we will, I may disagree with you violently, but I will defend to the death, your right to say it. That was a summary of Voltaire's statements. It wasn't exactly what he had to say. But why can't we have that? Why are they afraid of a free marketplace of ideas? You have to ask yourself that question. You have to ask yourself, how dangerous is it when we have a ministry of truth? Isn't this what we always talked about with the Soviet Union? With Pravda? You know, no truth in Pravda, no news in Izvestia, right? And there's no freedom and the UK press. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's talk about some First Amendment issues, because we have Roger Stone joining us in the next segment to talk about Julian Assange. Let's understand, folks, that the torch of First Amendment freedom is not being carried by mainstream media anymore. That is an absolute lie that is being told by Carl Bernstein, saying CNN is to the Trump era what the Washington Post was to Watergate. Nonsense. Nonsense. We just had the movie The Post that was done by Steven Spielberg. It had Meryl Streep, had Tom Hanks in it. And they were twisting themselves into pretzels to pat themselves on the back about the Pentagon Papers. Well, how do they justify becoming the lapdogs of the deep state and the CIA and completely ignoring the plight of Julian Assange? The silence from the mainstream media is deafening. This is one of the reasons why they want to ban Alex Jones and InfoWars. And of course, Facebook blocked Alex Jones for 30 days. Now, you're not watching us on our Facebook channel if you're watching this program. They stopped our live streaming here as well. They said, took it down for bullying and hate speech. You know what? They are the ones who are bullying. They're the ones who are bullying free speech. They are the ones who hate free speech. YouTube, Facebook are the ones who hate that. I'm going to put up a Facebook thing, and I'm going to do that. I'm just going to put it up as my own personal one. I'm going to control tightly the content, because I don't want any cartoon garbage that they can say that, they can shut it down for that. Now, if they're going to shut me down, they're going to shut me down because I'm complaining about the CIA. Or because I'm complaining about the Washington Post and other manifestations of the CIA. Because I'm complaining about their false flag attacks. You shut me down for that. Don't shut me down for some comic book nonsense. You know, I'm not going to have any staged fights or anything like that. I'm going to set up a real site, so I'll let you know when I get that up. I've never been on Facebook. Don't like to. Well, I was on maybe 10 years ago for a brief period of time. It's like, this is a waste of time. But I'll put it out there, and we'll see how long it takes them to shut us down for putting something real out there. Ted Cruz said, I'm no fan of Jones. Among other things, he has a habit of repeatedly slandering my dad by falsely and absurdly accusing him of killing JFK. But who the hell made Facebook the arbiter of political speech? Free speech includes views you disagree with. Hashtag First Amendment. He's absolutely right. Look, I got a lot of different disagreements with Ted Cruz. I don't think he did himself any favors when he was running against President Trump. I think he annoyed a lot of conservatives, a lot of Trump supporters. But folks, here in Texas, if you think that this other guy, Beto, what is his last name? Beto, what's his, O'Rourke. Thank you. Yeah, I knew it was an Irish name. It's kind of funny. You know, he doesn't want to use the O'Rourke. He'll use the Beto. That tells you something about the identity politics now, doesn't it? But if you think that Beto O'Rourke is going to be on your side, just take a look at Doug Jones in Alabama. Nobody is perfect. But if Ted Cruz is going to stand up for the First Amendment, that is a big difference between him and Beto O'Rourke. who wants to open up our borders, and he wants to close ICE and many other things that he's talked about. He is one of the radical Democrats, like Ocasio-Cortez. So you want a really radical Democrat? You vote for Beto. I say we should put up signs and say, veto Beto. That's what I'm going to do when it comes November. I'm going to veto Beto. But then we look at what's happening with Twitter. As I pointed out, last week, it wasn't just attacks on conservatives and on Twitter. People who are offering their opinion, people like you, or people like us. They also came for the politicians. And of course, they understand that. You know, anybody with half a brain understands that if you establish the principles, just what we were talking about with the UK in the last segment, you establish the principle that you can censor the press, that you can tell them, don't report on this. We're going to grab this guy who's doing a report outside of a courtroom. We're going to send him to jail, and you're not allowed to report on this. Oh, and by the way, we're not going to give him a trial. We're not going to give him a jury hearing. We're not going to do anything. We're just going to send him to jail for a year. And don't you report on it. They eventually lifted that because they realized that the press was on their side. You know, they realized, oh, wait a minute. You know, the BBC is going to tell everybody how he deserves to be in jail without trial. And so will The Guardian. And so would the Washington Post if they were there, or the New York Times. But as the Free Beacon points out, Twitter statements about how they don't shadow ban people actually kind of sounds like they shadow ban. There's a lot of prominent Republicans, the RNC chairwoman, other congressmen. They were shadow banned because their names didn't show up in the Twitter search box. So you go to Twitter and you type there and you say, well, I want to find David Knight. And instead of showing you that, they say, well, we don't shadow ban. You're always able to see tweets from accounts that you follow, although you may have to do more work to find them. Like you may have to go directly to their profile. And I've said before, even my own staff couldn't find one of my tweets. I couldn't find it. I told them I don't have time to look at this. It may be buried further. They couldn't find it. They had to log on as me and then go to my tweets as me in order to see a tweet that I put out. This is what's called shadow banning. Now, they put that on there, and then after the congressman talked about that, they removed it. We've had Devin Nunes say we're now looking at legal remedies to deal with them. He wasn't specific about it. This is something, by the way, that Vice News pointed out. That Twitter is censoring pro-Trump lawmakers, some of the top ones, not doing it to any Democrats. People like Devin Nunes, Mark Meadows, Jim Jordan, John Ratcliffe, and others. And then you have Matt Gaetz filing an FEC complaint against Twitter. I mean, take a look, not just against him, but against a guy who is running for state office. And Facebook, I think it was, said, we're not going to put your ad out. We're not going to let you buy an ad saying that the NRA endorsed you. And so as a result, we saw last week, Twitter shares dropping. They experienced the worst single day percentage drop. This is not Facebook now. This is Twitter. Facebook lost the most that any stock has ever lost. Then the next day or so, the same thing happened to Twitter. Why? Was it earnings per share? No. Earnings per share were expected to be 17 cents. They were 17 cents, so that wasn't it. Was it revenue? No, they expected it to be $696 million. It was $711 million. Was it the number of active users? Yes. It was, it dropped 335 million versus 338 million they expected. And so the shares dropped by 14%. Because as we were hearing from people, I said, well, you know, all these new rules in the EU applied to Facebook. Yeah, that's going to really hurt them financially. No, they'll find a way to monetize your data. They've got tons of your data, and they're going to find new and ingenious ways to monetize it. It's not, that's not what it is. It's the fact that people are abandoning Facebook and Twitter. They're killing themselves, and they will kill themselves for censorship because they know that once they accomplish the mission, they will get the rewards from their masters who have put them in this position in the first place. They are the glove over the iron fist of government censorship. That's the mask. That's what Twitter, Facebook, Google are. They're the mask for that censorship. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about Julian Assange with Roger Stone.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, pau d'arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Joining us now is Roger Stone. You know, we had Carl Bernstein come out just yesterday saying CNN is to the Trump era what the Washington Post was to Watergate. Does that mean that is complete with FBI collusion with the deep state? You know, it wasn't just Mark Felt, I don't think, that was deep throat for the deep state back then. You know, there was a lot of people in the FBI that were colluding to try to do a coup. That's what they see themselves as doing. They certainly are not the Washington Post that was presented in the movie that came out last year by Steven Spielberg, The Post, talking about the release of the Pentagon Papers. These people are cowards. As Medium points out, in refusing to defend Julian Assange, mainstream media exposes its true nature. You won't hear the New York Times, the Washington Post, other mainstream outlets talk about what is happening to Julian Assange and the First Amendment. It is a personal tragedy, but it is a tragedy for all of us. So joining us now is Roger Stone, and Roger Stone has some breaking news to tell us about Julian Assange and attempts to help him. Thank you for joining us, Roger.
Well, thank you, David. As I think most people have seen, there have now been credible reports, including one by ABC, saying that the government of Ecuador is in negotiations with the governor of Britain to seize Assange and arrest him for the bail-jumping claims against him in the UK, and presumably extradite him to the United States for trial. Jeff Sessions, out of the blue, expressed his zeal for such a trial. He is very excited. This is the greatest double standard I have ever seen. Julian Assange, first of all, is not a Russian asset. That is unproven. It's a claim by the intelligence community. They say it over and over and over again. They provided no proof. He denies it vehemently. He has certainly released information detrimental to Russia, so it makes little sense. And then secondarily, as you know, the Washington Post, New York Times, virtually every major newspaper in the country publishes classified information. That's what newspapers do.
That's right. That's what the Pentagon Papers were. That's what that movie from Spielberg was all about. The fact that, you know, somebody steals the stuff. If it was Daniel Ellsberg who got the stuff, the Washington Post and the New York Times were entitled under freedom of the press that we used to value at that time. They were entitled to print this stuff without prosecution. Now, the government could come after the person who was the whistleblower, the person who leaked it, but not after the press. And that is the whole issue with Julian Assange.
Well, it's extraordinary when you think about it that they are seeking to extradite him and punish him for this crime. The Obama Justice Department figured out that if you prosecuted Assange, you'd have to prosecute the Washington Post and the New York Times. I think this is a very dangerous turn of events, and that's why we at InfoWars have posted a petition to the president to pardon Julian Assange. I think this is vitally important. As we both know, the entire Russian collusion hoax and the unproven claim that the server at the DNC was hacked by the Russians is an attempt to link Assange to the Russians. He has said repeatedly that he did not get this from any state source. So yes. I think that their entire plan to extradite Assange to the United States could backfire in their place, presumably.
And I think it was a red herring from the very beginning. They didn't want people to pay attention to the information, so they came up with this conspiracy theory about Russia, and it was debunked by Julian Assange, as well as a former British ambassador said, somebody handed this to me. It has been disproven by William Binney that there was anything there. The only proof that they have is the word of CrowdStrike, which is a DNC contractor, and they never allowed the FBI to even examine these servers. So the whole thing is a fictional story.
Well, we need people to go to the InfoWars.com site now, find the petition to help Julian Assange, to urge President Trump to pardon Assange and put an end to this hoax. I think it's vitally important that Assange clear his name. This claim that he conspired with the Russians to hack the DNC is just as untrue as the rest of that entire narrative that the left is so committed to.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And that article, you can find it at InfoWars, is petition to Trump, pardon Julian Assange. And we have a link there, sign and spread this petition so it can reach President Trump to fully and unconditionally pardon Julian Assange in the interests of both justice and mercy. And I would add, in the interest of free speech and the First Amendment. This is a vital case in freedom of the press. This is a long established principle that they were overthrowing. And, you know, when you talk about this, whether or not he's going to be persecuted, and as you said, Roger, the Obama lawyer said, hey, if we persecute WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, we'll have to prosecute the Washington Post and the New York Times. Not necessarily, because we have selective prosecution of people all the time that is now happening with the government. Some people get a pass, like Hillary Clinton, and other people get viciously persecuted, like the Navy sailor.
Yes, indeed. Well, there is a third possibility, and that is, of course, Ecuador and Britain could extradite him to a country where he would be safe. We just don't know what's going on, but I think his days there are numbered. His health is poor. He's been a veritable prisoner in the tiny Ecuadorian compound, which is not nearly as grandiose as it might sound.
I'm very concerned that what the Ecuadorian president is saying is not true, because we've had the legal counsel for Julian Assange come out and say, he says, well, we've been in contact with lawyers for Julian Assange and so forth, and we've been talking to these other people. And the lawyers came out and said, no, as a matter of fact, he hasn't talked to us. As a matter of fact, we've tried to talk to him, to the president of Ecuador, Lenin Moreno, but he has refused to talk to us. So it's not really clear if we can trust what he has to say. He keeps saying that he is going to, he's wanting to get rid of Julian Assange and willing to turn him over as long as he can get an assurance that he will not be extradited and executed. I don't think that we can count on him to do that. I think that's why this petition is vitally important.
David, I could not agree with you more, and I'm delighted to have been here to talk about it. We got to get this moving. I think it's one of our highest priorities. The censorship of Assange is just like the censorship of Alex Jones and InfoWars and all these voices that don't agree with the mainstream media and don't agree with the two-party duopoly and the neocons who are running the country.
Yeah, it is very dangerous, and it is absolutely amazing, I think, Roger, to see how rapidly these movements everywhere across the world are shaping up to shut down free speech and a free internet, just like I was talking about earlier. The UK saying that they're going to put heavy fines against Facebook and Twitter if they don't preemptively censor anything that the government disagrees with, or if the government disagrees with it, they're just going to take that information away. They're taking what we have seen done to Tommy Robinson, to Julian Assange. This is going to be applied to everybody. And many people on the left need to understand where this is headed. We know that the Washington Post and CNN and the New York Times are not going to complain about this, because they are part of the deep state. Always have been and still are. They're part of the Operation Mockingbird. They don't care about free press because they think they have immunity from prosecution by the government because they're part of the government. They're government mouthpieces.
Absolutely right. And I've never seen a greater hysteria. The better the economy does under the president, the more hysterical they get. Isn't there a cause and effect there, I think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's absolutely amazing to see what they're doing. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Roger. And this is something that really needs attention. Again, you can find this petition at InfoWars. There is a link there in the article. And you can sign that petition. You need to spread that around while you still can spread information. Like I said before, they're not going to let you see information. They're not going to let you hear information. They're not going to let you share and spread information. If they have their way, they're going to shut all of that stuff down. And we have to stand together. We will hang together, as the founders of this country said, or we will hang separately when it comes to the First Amendment, especially. And that includes you, because your speech as an individual is being infringed upon by these types of measurements. It's not just Julian Assange. It's not just InfoWars. They are coming after your speech as well, and your right to know and to debate in public. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to talk a little bit more about free speech issues here because, folks, we can't just cavalierly move on from this issue. It's not just us. It's not just Tommy Robinson. It's not just Julian Assange. It is your speech as well. And to keep this program going, we don't just need the ability and access to be able to spread information. We also have to be able to fund this operation. The way we do that is with the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have some new products that we have put on sale. We have 25% off the Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. It's a great way to topically add nano silver to minor cuts and burns before they get out of control. Very effective and the first topical product of nano silver we've had. And then we also have some new products that are based around fish oil. We have a krill oil and a fish oil product. We have three different products that are fish oil based. You can take a look at those at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get them individually 25% off, just like the discount we have for the new Super Silver Wound Dressing. Or you can get all three of those fish oil products together at 40% off. Please take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. That is what keeps us going here financially. Let's finish and put some bookends on what Roger was just saying. Again, going back to Carl Bernstein, saying CNN is to the Trump era what the Washington Post was to Watergate. Okay. All right. And, of course, he was the one who was getting information from Mark Felt. He was the number two at the FBI at the time. He had all these files that he had managed to save from J. Edgar Hoover, that J. Edgar Hoover was had created all these dossiers, real stuff, not fake dossiers, like the stuff that was written by Hillary Clinton and Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele. Real stuff, real dirt about politicians that he was using to blackmail them. And we had multiple presidents talking about that. Nixon, Truman, all these guys. Truman even said, hey, the FBI under Hoover is trending towards a Gestapo, something very un-American. And of course, they were very much un-American. And they did their own little coup. And so I'm sure that Carl Bernstein would like to see this happen again with the people at the top of the FBI, just like they did with the coup that they did against Nixon. Except now they are the burglars. It is the Washington Post that is stealing information from people. But one of the things that he said was, he said, so like in Watergate, said Bernstein, you have a very serious news organization, CNN. Stop right there. CNN pays him. Oh, so they're a very serious news organization. It's the CIA News Network or the Clinton News Network. They pass her answers to questions that are going to be coming up in town hall, things like that. He says, in Watergate, the Washington Post, making judgments about what is news. Well, that's interesting. They do make judgments, don't they? And, of course, their judgments are the ones that count, not anybody else's. We go out, he said, we do our reporting, and then we decide what is news and what is the best obtainable version of the truth. They decide what is news. They decide what is truth. You like that arrangement? I grew up under that arrangement. I've seen the lies and propaganda of the American Mockingbird Press. CIA had Operation Mockingbird. It was every bit as bad as what the Russians had. They would collude with the government. They would always report the same stuff. They would always have the same angle on everything. If you disagreed with them, or if you thought that there was a story that they weren't covering, oh, shut up. You're fake. We're going to shut you down. We're going to censor the entire news organization. And what they're doing is they're shutting down our free society. Shame on Bernstein. He has been outed as a government shill yet again, yet again. Last Tuesday, a top lawyer for the New York Times named David McCraw, reports Medium, warned a room full of judges that the prosecution of Julian Assange for WikiLeaks publications would set a very dangerous precedent, which would end up hurting mainstream news media outlets like the New York Times, like the Washington Post, and other outlets that publish secret government documents, as they established in that movie that they worshipped themselves, The Post, Steven Spielberg thing. They were not liable for publishing information that was put out there by somebody who was a whistleblower like Daniel Ellsberg. He wanted to expose the lies and the misinformation of the government about the Vietnam War. And they put that information out there under freedom of the press. And I'm glad that they did. But they wouldn't do that again. They're trying to shut that down for other people. As Ray McGovern, who used to do the daily briefing for the president's information from the CIA, said. He said, curiously, as of this writing, this lawyer for the New York Times, David McCraw's words have found no mention in the Times itself. They won't even report what their lawyer says about the dangerous precedent. That's what Ray McGovern is pointing out. He says, so your own lawyer is saying it's going to shut down freedom of the press for you, have grave consequences for the New York Times, but the New York Times won't report what he has to say. That the prosecution of Julian Assange, this is what he had to say, would be a very, very bad precedent for publishers. Now, I don't really care about publishers. I care about freedom of the press. I care about freedom of speech. As Medium goes on to say, New York Times is aware of this. They know what their lawyer is saying, yet they don't report it. They know that if the government is going to prosecute a publisher of information like this, like Julian Assange, that they could be liable for doing this in the future. So what does that tell you? Therefore, that means that the New York Times doesn't have any intention of ever publishing again anything that is detrimental to the government's lies and misinformation. They're never intending to do that again. They don't care if Julian Assange goes to jail because they're never going to tell you the truth about the government. They have no intention of doing that. They won't have any legal jeopardy. They say, just forget the lawyer. We're not going to ever print anything about the government that the government doesn't want us to print. And then what are we being told by the mainstream media? They're giving us all the assurances of this president of Ecuador, Lenin Moreno. He has said, we have followed very closely the statements of President Lenin Moreno, both in the U.S., in the United Kingdom and Spain, said the lawyer for Julian Assange. Now, what did he say? Lenin said the issue of Mr. Assange is being treated with the British government, and I understand that we have already established contact with Mr. Assange's lawyers so we can find a way out. Not true, says Mr. Assange's lawyers. Not true. Said the defense of Julian Assange is concerned about the contradictions of the government of Ecuador, which claims to be seeking a solution to the asylum of the founder of WikiLeaks through dialogue with all parties. But they refuse to meet with the lawyers of WikiLeaks, of Julian Assange. And so they said they've requested a hearing. They've requested a meeting in both London and in Madrid, but they've been told that his schedule is full during his whole tour because this guy from Ecuador, the president, is going to both Spain and to the UK, to London and to Madrid, but he doesn't have time to meet with them. He's claiming in public that he has talked to them, but he has not, according to them. In other words, Moreno is talking out of both sides of his mouth while pretending to care about Julian Assange. I say, we know how Moreno addresses the issue, said the lawyer for Julian Assange. He said the president's statements leave us confused. He's saying one thing and doing another. That's why it's very important, again, to go to InfoWars. You'll find a link to a petition to reach President Trump and tell him that it is vital not only to be fair, not only to be just, but also to uphold the vital principles of freedom of the press. This is an opportunity for President Trump to get on top of this whole thing. Yes, I agree with President Trump that so much of what comes out of CNN is fake news. It is lies and propaganda. Now, they have taken that criticism and said, you want to shut down freedom of the press. It'll be interesting to see if President Trump follows the advice of Jeff Sessions and some of these neocons and prosecutes, imprisons, or even executes Julian Assange. It'll be interesting to see if anybody at the New York Times and Washington Post has a problem with that. They haven't had a problem with any of the talk about this yet. They don't want to stand up for his First Amendment rights. They don't want to stand up for freedom of the press. The Ecuadorian president said, well, I'm fine with this. I've been talking with them. The only thing that I want is a guarantee that he will not get the death penalty, that he will not be executed. He says the only person he hasn't spoken to is Mr. Assange himself. Well, he hasn't talked to his lawyers either, and he's lied about that. And so much for all of the assurances that there won't be any execution. Why should he even be in prison if we have freedom of the press? Will they do this in a trial? Will he be able to get a jury trial? Or will they do some kind of a phony military proceeding so they can deny Julian Assange a jury trial? It is important for you to sign that petition. Make your voice heard, because this is about more than one organization. It's about more than one person. This is a full spectrum attack on the First Amendment. Against WikiLeaks, against InfoWars, even against Fox News, against Republican congressmen. They're not shutting down Democrat congressmen. And I tell you what, it is time to stand up and say something. They are lowering the hammer, just as we were warned by Matt Drudge before the election. So if Hillary Clinton wins, they're going to do blah, blah. Well, she didn't win, and they're still doing it. And we need to speak up and tell President Trump to stand up to this. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In Texas, it's David Knight.
The Russians hacked the election. Wait, so we keep hearing. And yet, as they say that, they'll come back and say, well, no, they didn't actually change any votes. Don't lose confidence in this electoral system that we have. By all means, you know, you should be afraid of the Russians. You shouldn't have any confidence in the information. No, don't even read it, the information that came from the DNC. But don't lose confidence in the election. Let's talk about this. Politico had a story on Friday. Election meddling bill would curb the president's power. This is a warning from Rand Paul and also from Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, concerned about this. Rand Paul says this takes power from the president and gives it to the Director of National Intelligence. Oh, we can trust him, can't we? James Clapper was DNI. The bill is known as the Deter Act. It was backed by Marco Rubio and a Democrat, Chris Van Hollen of Maryland. It would bar foreign governments from buying ads to influence U.S. elections. Of course, that would only be on social media. You know, they're still going to have their K Street representatives and so forth. People like Podesta, who has been given legal immunity. They're going to use Podesta and a guy who went on to work for Bernie Sanders, all these K Street lobbyists. You're talking about selective persecution, selective prosecution as well. They're going to use the guys who managed the campaign, the former lobbyists who managed the campaign for Hillary Clinton, the former lobbyists who managed the campaign for Bernie Sanders. They're going to give them immunity so they can testify against the former campaign manager for President Trump, Manafort. Didn't fill out some paperwork, they said. Oh, yeah, you know, just say, hey, I'm an undocumented lobbyist. Give me a pass. You know, we don't care about paperwork. We don't need no stinking paperwork. We don't need no stinking badges, right? But it's one set of rules for them and another set of rules for everybody else. They said it would also give the Director of National Intelligence the power to deploy, listen to this, national security tools like sanctions if they assert that somebody had interfered in the election by exercising free speech. Without having seen the legislation, I don't think it's a good idea, said Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, after the hearing last Wednesday. Paul said the definition of who might be meddling in election in our country is not limited to Russia, you think? It might be China, huh? It might be the Saudis, huh? It might even be people like the UK or Germany that have NATO interests or European Union interests. It might be the Japanese, who knows? It's not limited to Russia, but they just come out. Russia, Russia, Russia. He said it could also include even allies spending money on social media somehow in our country, like the UK, like the EU, like Germany. Paul went on to say, it doesn't seem to differentiate between social media and between actually hacking into our electoral system and changing thousands of votes. See, they want to blur that distinction. That's why they say, oh, it was hacked. But then they say, no, votes were actually changed. You should be concerned about that. You should be very concerned about that. You have to remember, the Pentagon was hacked. We had tens of millions of employee files and personal information that was stolen. The CIA was hacked. The NSA was hacked. Vault 7 was taken out. Both the instruction manuals and the actual code. So if the Pentagon, the CIA, the NSA, if they can't protect their data, do you think they can protect the election data? Do you think they can keep that from being hacked? I've talked about how the Chinese hacked the FDIC that controls all and monitors all the banks so they can see the financial status of all the, they're engaged in economic espionage. Very, very dangerous stuff. We've also had the Federal Reserve hacked, all their minutes taken. All this stuff is out there. Look at this. Even LifeLock. This is a company that was set up to protect your identity from being hacked. They got hacked. And guess what got lost? Your identity. See, this is the way it always runs. They set these devices up to provide us with safety and security. And then those very things, just like LifeLock. You know, you say, oh, I'm concerned somebody's going to hack my identity online, so I'll give this information to LifeLock. And so then they hack it from LifeLock. Why would they go there? Kind of like the bank robbers say, why do you rob banks? Well, that's where the money is. Why would you go hack LifeLock and the Pentagon? Well, that's where the information is, and the FDIC, and the Federal Reserve, and so on and so on.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking to Steve Malloy. We talked to him a few weeks ago about some EPA regulations. And again, it goes beyond the EPA regulations. It shows us how regulations are used to advantage one company over another, or one industry or another. In this case, it's one company over another. He found some EPA emails that expose collusion between a manufacturer for trucks and some people who are refurbishing trucks. And we've now had a change in that story. We want to give you an update on that. And so Steve Malloy is going to be joining us in the next segment. I think, or is he coming at the bottom of the hour? Let's see. He's going to be in the next segment. I want to continue talking about what I was saying. You know, when we talk about Julian Assange, they come after him. They say, look at this. You know, the Russians hacked into the DNC and so forth. And they didn't. It was a red herring. They didn't want you to read the information. So they invented this tale about Russians hacking the information. I trust William Binney. I don't trust CrowdStrike, the people who were hired by Hillary Clinton. I don't trust the FBI. Or the so-called 17 intelligence agencies, which was an invention of Hillary Clinton. It was Hillary Clinton that said there's 17 intelligence agencies. That was later parroted by Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, the liar. And then when he got under oath, instead of committing perjury a second time, because, you know, he'd already told us that they weren't listening to us, and then he got busted with Ed Snowden's leaks. Instead of committing perjury a second time and testing that, he said that no, it wasn't 17. It was, three guys that were representatives of the NSA, the CIA, and the FBI in my office, and I presented the information to them, and they agreed with me. You think they're not going to agree with him? I mean, they didn't do any investigation. They were turned away at the door of the DNC. I said, these are not the servers you're looking for. They said, yes, these are not the servers we're looking for. Using those old DNC Jedi mind tricks on everybody. Well, now we've got another case of this, I think. We have Claire McCaskill, who is up for re-election And she has been pointed out by many people as the most vulnerable Democrat trying to retain her seat as a senator. She's running in Missouri, which went very heavily for President Trump last time. And so now she is saying the Russians came after me and I was hacked by the Russians. See, that makes me a good guy because the Russians don't like me. And I was a victim of their espionage. Me too. Me too. Virtue signaling. And this came out after, very, very closely after the fact that she was hit with a report that her, from the local newspaper that showed that businesses tied to her husband have gotten more than $131 million in federal subsidies since she became a senator. Senator Claire McCaskill and her husband getting $131 million in federal subsidies. A Clinton clone is what she is. And so she takes the same approach that Hillary Clinton did. She said, look at this. They used a sophisticated password stealing scheme late last year trying to get me. Trying to get me. What did they do? They did a phishing attack. That's how they got into Podesta's emails. This is not sophisticated, folks. Not at all. They said, we looked at this and we saw that information was targeted by IP addresses. In July 2016, shortly after I announced that I'd seek re-election for the U.S. Senate, former members of my presidential campaign team who had access to the internal information of my presidential campaign. This is Marco Rubio saying this. See, they're all out there virtue signaling. You got Claire McCaskill, who's in trouble. You got Marco Rubio. The people took a long, hard look at him when he was running for president, and he really started to smell. And so now he's saying, well, shortly after I terminated my presidential campaign and announced I was going to run for Senate, I noticed that I was being targeted by IP addresses with an unknown location within Russia. Well, if you notice that, that's likely that they weren't from Russia. Because if they were, they're totally incompetent. You know, I had John McAfee on as people were saying, look at this, we have proof. We got intel, showing that it's IP addresses coming from Russia. He said, if that's the case, these people aren't even good amateur hackers, let alone state Russian actors. I mean, if Russia is that incompetent, do we have to worry about them? No, we don't. No, we don't. But it's not. It's not that incompetent. John McAfee said, before Vault 7 was exposed, how did we get Vault 7 information? Somebody hacked the NSA and the CIA. Somebody who was really good. And he was saying, if you're really good, you're going to make it look like you're somebody else. The CIA is never going to make it look like they're the CIA. They're not going to hack people from an IP address in Langley. They're going to make it look like it's coming from Russia or from North Korea or from China. And they're far more sophisticated than that, as we saw with Vault 7. They can make it look like they are typing on a Cyrillic keyboard or whatever. They can make it look like it's in their indigenous language. That's what they had an entire program set up to do that. It is child's play to reroute your IP address through a foreign place. And so people like McAfee told us about that before. But Claire said, this sums it all up. Putin is a thug and a bully. Vote for me. I'm a Democrat, right? Russia, Russia, Russia. We did discover a fake Microsoft domain had been established as the landing page for phishing attacks, said Claire, the whiz kid. And so both Claire and Marco Rubio have been victims of Russia. So that gives them their bona fides, right? You can now vote for them. Let's talk about what's really going on here. The non-citizen voting push that's going on in Democrat jurisdictions all across the country. That's the real hacking of the election, folks. That and the electronic voting machines that are quite vulnerable. As I said before, if they can hack the FDIC, the Federal Reserve, the Pentagon, the NSA, the CIA, you think they can hack our election systems? Now, with all this talk about the Russians trying to get into state boards of elections, it was the Homeland Security site that was so amateurish that they didn't try to hide their IP address when they tried to hack into state boards of elections. They were able to trace it back, the people at the state level. Now they come back and they say, oh, well, it was Russians. Maybe they gotten a little bit more sophisticated in Washington with this. So as Washington Times points out, forget the Russian government, forget foreign nationals are increasingly gaining the ability to influence American elections more directly. They're being granted the right to vote. And this came after, I said, a couple of weeks ago, Let's just give Russians the right to vote. If we're going to bring people in, let foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing in our country demanding that we give their children free education, if we're going to let them vote in the school board elections in San Francisco, if we're going to let them vote in presidential elections and so forth, why not just let the Russians vote? Just open it up. I said months ago, when I watched the excellent Gary Ullman video about Winston Churchill, I said the Nazis didn't have to do the Blitzkrieg. They didn't have to have the Battle of Britain. They didn't need to worry about trying to cross the English Channel. Just come over one by one. They get enough guys in there. They can participate in the next election, and instead of electing Churchill, they can elect a Quisling. You know, no problem. It's an invasion. And why are we allowing these people to vote in our elections? Let's just give it to the Russians. The Russians aren't asking us to educate their children. That's the foreign citizens who have thumbed their noses at our borders. Here is what this really looks like, though, folks. A Chicago mayoral candidate handing out stacks of cash to voters. This is the perfect picture of Democrat Party politics. This is the perfect picture of their immigration policy. This guy that took a picture of him, he goes to a Chicago church. It's a black church in Chicago. And somebody took a picture of it, put it up on Twitter. He's going to a place that is rife with crime and poverty. He says, well, my wife and I have been blessed by God, so it's up to us now to continually share back to you. So he's just handing out people. Stacks of cash. Vote for me. He handed out $300,000 to 2,000 people. This is a dog bites man story, because typically the Democrats are handing out your money to buy votes. Typically what he's doing is handing out stacks of cash to foreign citizens, telling them to vote for him or to people who are on welfare. And of course, there's no collusion in this. Even if he does good stuff for them, as long as they say it's not a quid pro quo, they don't have to vote for him, right? So that's his get out of jail card. Stay with us. Be right back.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes, supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Steve Malloy. His website is junkscience.com. You can also find him on Twitter at junkscience. Steve has been a great researcher in terms of finding junk science that has been used for junk regulation. But the regulation, unfortunately, has real life effect on a lot of people. And what we're going to talk about today is something we talked about before Scott Pruitt resigned from the EPA. And there's been an update and a change to this, but I want to go back and refresh everybody's memory because this is an interesting story of regulatory capture that we always see in bureaucrats and within bureaucracies. It also tells us something about corruption and collusion that bureaucracies are frequently involved in. And I want to get a read from Steve as to where he thinks the EPA is now after Steve Pruitt. Is it changing? So, Steve, thank you for joining us. And let's talk a little bit about this glider truck kit thing. And this is a term that most people don't understand. Just real simply, glider trucks, as Steve explained last time he was here, is refurbishing the engine on the big 18-wheel trucks that you see on the highway and so forth. The new truck manufacturers don't want this. Tell us what happened before. Just give us a quick refresher of what happened, the corporate collusion between Volvo and the EPA. Give us a because you found the emails that exposed this information.
In 2016, there was a rulemaking to regulate greenhouse gases out of trucks. Volvo and the new truck industry lobbied the Obama EPA to include glider trucks. Glider trucks are these, as you described, basically used trucks, refurbished engines, new cabs, to include them in the rulemaking. And, of course, the Obama administration happily obliged, big business in this respect, and put out of business the glider truck industry, which supports 22,000 jobs nationwide, really for no reason. So along comes the Trump administration. Trump administration proposes to repeal the Obama rule, putting the glider truck industry out of business, and everything is going along swimmingly until the swamp hits and collusion and corruption between Obama EPA staff holdovers and new truck industry like Volvo, Engine Manufacturers Association, the whole new truck swamp in D.C. colluded with Obama EPA staff to bollocks up the Trump effort to repeal the Obama glider rule. Now, where we are is that EPA has been trying to give regulatory relief to the glider truck industry, most recently through a letter saying that they're basically not going to enforce the Obama rule until they have a chance to repeal the rule. And, but of course, environmentalists and state allies like California, New York, of the new truck industry went to court, stopped the no action letter. So, you know, it's this terrible situation where, you know, this totally American, a great American business, is being destroyed. Thousands of jobs are being lost. And really because of criminal activity. I mean, and I don't say that lightly, criminal activity between the new truck industry and Obama EPA staff.
And I want to get to what you found in the emails, but in general, we're seeing the same type of thing happen, which is why we have no new car companies that come out and compete with the big three, because the big three, or maybe the big two now, since Obama gave Chrysler to Fiat. But nevertheless, they've had a history of pushing regulations so that nobody can come up with a new car company, because it is so, you know, they add safety regulations or emission regulations or whatever to make it impossible for people to do. When they come up with a new engine, it now takes several of these established car giants to pull their resources to come up with a new engine because they have upped the emission standards so much. But it keeps them in business. It keeps away the competition, so they like that. That's one of the reasons why we got this guy struggling to make a little three-wheel car called the Elio out of Louisiana, because with a three-wheel car, he can escape the regulations that they put on automobiles, okay? So it's one of the reasons why we got everybody driving SUVs and trucks, because they have a different standard of emission for them than they do, and fuel economy than they do for automobiles. So it skews things in different directions, and it keeps competition away. And so in the trucking industry, they wanted to make sure that these people who were efficiently refurbishing existing engines and existing trucks would not be competition to the, there's a little three-wheeled Elio there. Again, he has to maintain the pretense that this is not really a car. It's only got three wheels, so I can escape these regulations. And there's still, it's almost impossible for him. I don't know if he's going to be able to make it or not, because it is very capital intensive. But this is the way they keep competition out. And it's not just in the automobile industry. This is something that happens everywhere. It happens in local restaurants where they come in and lobby people to say, we want to have all these different health regulations. And they do that so that it makes it difficult for people to open up restaurants against them. So this is a long-standing pattern, but especially in automotive stuff. So you've got this truck company that's able to do this. You found collusion between the EPA and Volvo because the EPA was using test data from Volvo and rigging the test. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. So the new truck industry is desperate to stop the glider industry, not only because of the competition, but also because the glider industry, you know, these used trucks, they're as clean as new trucks, even though new trucks cost 25% more. Okay. Yeah. So what Volvo and the new truck industry did was collude with EPA staff to come up with this bogus emissions test where Volvo is supplying, you know, trucks to EPA to test. They're using the wrong kind of fuel. They're running the engines with the check engine light on. God knows what Volvo did to the trucks before they were tested. And they come out of this test with the moniker super polluting trucks, which is total nonsense. And to this day, anytime you read a news article, they're always referred to as super polluting trucks because of this bogus test where Volvo supplied basically broken trucks to EPA to test. And they did the test secretly without the approval of EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. They released the results privately to Volvo and the new truck industry so they could wave it around at a public hearing about the repeal of the rule. This is total criminal activity, total abuse of government. It doesn't get any worse than this.
And so that shows us something about the nature of the bureaucracy there at the EPA, that they would collude with Volvo to rig this test. Like we said last time, I made a joke of it. You know, it's like you've got a performance thing and you make the, you're going to take it around the track and you make the other guy's car, you put little donuts on all four wheels and say, look at that. It handles like a dog. And so they rigged this test, gave it the wrong fuel. We don't know what they did to the engine. And it was, there were independent tests that had a larger group of trucks and they showed that they were identical in pollution of this. But the key thing here is that the bureaucracy is colluding with Volvo and doing this secretly under the table away from the auspices of Scott Pruitt.
Right. And it's really very, I mean, they have reached their tentacles out to the Department of Transportation, to the Office of Management and Budget. And you know, Republicans are terrible on environmental issues, really don't understand anything, have no curiosity. So it's been really easy for the new truck industry to put the screws to the glider truck industry. You know, it's a very desperate fight. There was an independent, well, not an independent test, done by Tennessee Tech. of glider trucks, and it showed that glider trucks in then about the same as new trucks, even though new trucks cost 25% more. You know, the new truck industry, of course, got involved, started, you know.
All right, we got to take a break, and we're going to be right back with Steve Malloy. Again, you can find him on Twitter at Junk Science. His website is junkscience.com. And when we come back, we're going to get an update. What has happened to this after Scott Pruitt has left? Because we've seen the kind of corruption that is within the bureaucracy. What happens now that he's left? And there has been a change. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Steve Malloy about research that he found emails showing collusion with EPA bureaucrats and Volvo, letting Volvo run rigged tests so they could get rigged results that would advantage Volvo, big semi trucks, diesel trucks, advantage them over an American producer of refurbished trucks that could provide these trucks at about 25% off the price of the Volvo trucks. And they hid all this information from Scott Pruitt. And so now I want to get the information from Steve Malloy. And again, you can find him at junkscience.com, Twitter at junkscience. Steve, when I saw this article, the Daily Caller, they went back and revisited this. They said that the acting administrator, Andrew Wheeler, has decided that current regulations limiting the sale of glider trucks did not warrant a delay in enforcement. Have we seen, with the replacement of Scott Pruitt here, the guy that they were trying to do this collusion under the radar, now that he's gone, are we going to see Andrew Wheeler turn around on these trucks and other things?
Well, as I understand it, and I'm hoping that Andrew Wheeler goes through with this, the Obama rule will be repealed. That's what I understand. Now they, you know, they gave this, the glider industry this no action letter, and they pulled it back, because they got sued by states and environmental groups. And, you know, just to get rid of the lawsuit, they withdrew the letter and they're going to go ahead and repeal the rule. Now, you know, I say, I hope this happens, but I don't really know. You know, there's only really a handful of Trump appointees at EPA.
And I guess that's why I was asking this question. I wanted to get you back on, see if you had a read for this as to, you know, what direction is EPA going to go now after Scott Pruitt? Because Scott Pruitt had really been following the policies that we wanted President Trump to do, which was to get rid of policies that were not focused on pollution, but were focused on an agenda to shut down one business versus another or one industry versus another. And President Trump said he's a killer. But now that they've killed the killer, what happens with the EPA? Do you have a read on this?
Here's the problem. I think the Trump appointees want to do the Trump agenda, but the problem is, you know, you have a handful of people running a 14,000 person agency. And so in repealing rules, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of know-how about how the system works. And, you know, if the swamp or the deep state want to sabotage whatever you're doing, it can do it. It's done it. And it can do worse. We saw with the, you know, the criminal collusion on the bogus testing. So, you know, it's going to take an extraordinary effort by the Trump appointees to get this through. I mean, and they do have other things to do. You know, this whole regulatory system has been built up over 45 years. There's a lot to redo, to undo. There's only a few people, a few Trump people over there. And so, you know, the glider industry is just going to have to monitor it very carefully and stay on top of things. Because the other side, I mean, they are ready to use those 14,000 EPA employees against the Trump administration. I know the president has personally told EPA it wants this glider rule done. But you got this 14,000 deep staters plus the ones at OMB. It's a challenge.
And so I guess that's the question that, you know, when Daily Caller says the EPA is reversing course, will now enforce the Obama-era regulations, you're saying it's a little bit too soon to make that assessment now. It's a difficult thing because there's so few Trump appointees and such a large bureaucracy that is working against them. But, you know, your read on it is that it's too soon to tell if they're going to reverse that or if the EPA in general is going to reverse course after Scott Pruitt.
Well, you know, the news about the reversal course is not really a reversal course. I mean, the general course is to repeal the rule. And as I understand it, that EPA intends to do that. There was a short-term fix that was tried, but EPA decided not to, when the state sued, they decided not to do it. So the short-term fix is out. Now they're just going for the long-term fix. But, you know, the long-term fix has to happen in a time frame that's going to help the glider industry. Remember, you know, the Obama industry effectively killed the glider industry in 2016. We're now in 2018. You know, lots of jobs have been lost. It takes a while for the glider industry to, you know, restart production. This is a challenge and it's kind of an emergency. And, you know, I sort of wish the White House would, you know, get more involved in this. I know that the directions come from the White House, but I think that they need to sit on EPA more.
Well, you know, it is interesting. And like I said, it is a special case for transportation. I'm concerned because so many of these environmental regulations are being used to shut down our private transportation. I don't drive a semi-truck. I don't have a dog in this fight other than understanding the general issues of collusion between industry and the bureaucracies that they capture, you know, regulatory capture that they talk about. And I'm concerned about that. But I'm also concerned about how these regulations are being used to essentially shut down private ownership. And there's some Obama regulations in terms of the corporate average fuel economy that they upped. And within a couple of years, it's going to be unaffordable to purchase these cars if, in fact, they can even manufacture cars to that standard. That may be one of the reasons why Ford has stopped making cars except for the Mustang, essentially. Just going to make trucks because they don't have as stringent a regulation. So that's the thing that I'm concerned about, and that's why I wanted to see if there's a read. I know that there's very few people there at the EPA, just like these other places in Washington that are on with the Trump agenda, and I was just curious if the most important person at the top, Andrew Wheeler, how does he stack up with Scott Pruitt?
Well, I've worked with Andrew Wheeler closely for a number of years. I think he's a great guy. He has committed to implementing the Trump agenda. He's different than Scott Pruitt. There's no question about that. You know, Andrew has spent his career in Washington, is a little more familiar, with what Washington is like. So he may have more success. Scott Pruitt was more aggressive. But I think we're going to get to the same place. But once again, you know, the deep state is just a problem for the Trump administration.
All right. Well, we'll have to wait and see. You know, again, Scott Pruitt was a guy who, as Attorney General of Oklahoma, had sued the EPA many, many times before he became director of the EPA. So hopefully things will continue in that direction. Thank you so much for the update, Steve Malloy. Again, you can find him at junkscience.com. His Twitter is junkscience, is his Twitter handle. Thank you so much, Steve. Appreciate that. Let's talk a little bit about what's going to happen with the wall. You know, there's been a lot of concern by a lot of people, especially Ann Coulter. She said Trump's poll numbers will go through the roof if he would just build a border wall. She said, I just wish Trump would realize that of all the secret weapons of our secret weapon of Donald Trump, if he had built the wall, the media will go crazy. It will distract over everything. His poll numbers will go through the roof. Well, it appears that he's doing that. On the same day that that came out, that she made those comments, President Trump was threatening to shut down the government unless Congress passes legislation that would fund his wall with Mexico. He said, I'd be willing to shut down the government if the Democrats do not give us the votes for border security, which includes the wall. We must get rid of the lottery. We must get rid of catch and release, etc. Finally, go to the system of immigration based on merit. Many of these people are just using children for their own sinister purposes. And, of course, that is very true. One of the things that they've done at the border is to institute the DNA test. And they found that a lot of these people who were claiming to be parents really were not parents. They've even found that some of the people were using their own children to mask other children to do human trafficking. I don't understand. Even as we look at that fake story that was put up by the social media, they used it to make the cover for President Trump, that two-year-old toddler that came in from Guatemala. They photoshopped the toddler out. They photoshopped the toddler away from the mother. The mother had not been separated from the toddler in that particular case. But they photoshopped the toddler away, and then they show President Trump looking at him. He's looking up and crying at President Trump, and Trump is looking down at him in a cruel way. That was completely a made-up story by Time Magazine. There you can see it right there. Completely made up. It was a mother who took the toddler away from the father, who had a good job, a good enough job that she could afford to pay $5,000 to child traffickers. He said, I would never do that myself. It's too dangerous. Couldn't believe that she would endanger her own child, his child, to do that. Would pay these people $5,000, these traffickers, to get them across. And now we've got the Koch brothers. We're going to talk about this when we come back. The Koch heads, the heads of the Koch industry and the Koch political machine, are now out there saying they might support Democrats. Guess what? They always have.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We have one more segment. I'd like to talk about what's going on with the Koch brothers. A lot of people are thinking, going on? I mean, these people are conservatives or libertarian. No, they're not. They're open border, open trade. And again, that's not free trade. That's open trade. That's not the free crossing of borders and so forth. It is, as Peter Thiel pointed out last week, an honest assessment in a speech, a very long speech that he gave to some college students. He said, the theory is great, but the reality doesn't match the theory. And the reality about the Koch brothers doesn't match the theory that they are for limited government or for any Republican principles. They are part of the deep state. They've been funding Democrats and Republicans for quite some time on both sides of the aisle to get the kind of policies that advantage them. It's just like what we saw with Volvo, right? Volvo working with the EPA to try to shut down their competition. That's what the Koch brothers are doing. It's just on a larger scale. Now, before we get into that, I just want to remind you the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. We have some new products, a line of fish oil products. We have the Ultimate Fish Oil, the Ultimate Krill Oil, and a product called Honor Roll. All three of those are new fish oil supplements. You can get them individually at 25% off as part of the introductory price, or you can get all three of them together at 40% off. And we still have our new product, Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel, a great way to topically apply nano silver to cuts and to burns, and scrapes, other things like that to keep down bacteria as well as virus. You know, silver is very effective at killing bacteria, but also viruses. You know, antibiotics aren't going to work on viruses, but silver will. So it's a great thing to have that around whenever you get cut, wherever you get burned. Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel, you can get that now at 25% off as part of our introductory price. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program, and we really do appreciate your support. All right, so we have Charles Koch is seeking to declare his independence from the Republican Party, says USA Today. Oh, so they're not Republicans now. Guess what? We've been saying for a long time these people supported Hillary Clinton. They supported the Democrat senatorial campaign and so forth. You have Harry Reid and these other people. Yeah, it's a phony competition when they come out and criticize them. They said, we're going to hold people responsible for their commitments. We should get rid of all barriers except for things that will hurt people. We should let all the goods in. Okay, that's it. And so they're going to find fiscally responsible Democrats that they're going to support. And other unicorns out there. One of the people said, I know this is uncomfortable. If you are a Democrat and you stand up to Elizabeth Warren to corral enough votes for financial reform that breaks barriers for community banks and families, you're darn right, we will work with you. Okay, you go find those Democrats that will do that. Good luck. Good luck. Well, the Democrats are turning hard left. So are the Koch brothers, quite frankly, openly doing this, saying we're happy to back Democrats who share our policy goals. Of course, because they are globalists. And to a large extent, they're socialist in that respect. They have always been never Trump on that. Remember, it was Peter Thiel I talked about last week. He said the reality doesn't match the theory. The reality of open borders, the reality of open trade doesn't match that. We've had 25 years of free trade, NAFTA. Look at how that's worked out for us. Look at how these other things have worked out with China. We've had that for about 40 years. We have had the open border policy for a long time. We were going to get that fixed in the mid-1980s with Ronald Reagan. They're going to give amnesty to people who had thumbed their noses at the law. And even when they offered it, there was only about a third of the people who even bothered to go through the paperwork even then. They didn't care. They know that they can get whatever they want without filing any paperwork. And so they didn't even care at that point. But Peter Thiel said that being in Silicon Valley is like being in North Korea. Well, I would just disagree with him on one thing. It isn't just Silicon Valley. Yes, I know that amongst those people, it is even worse. However, this is happening everywhere because Silicon Valley are the same people that are imposing these kinds of speech codes, not just on Peter Thiel, but they want to impose them on you and I. If you're on Facebook, if you're on Twitter, Silicon Valley is going to be doing the same stuff to you on those platforms that they do to Peter Thiel in the cocktail parties. He says, if you get to unanimity, if you get to 99-1, you're not getting closer to the truth. You're getting closer to something like North Korea or a totalitarian one-party state. It's certainly in a lot of the context that we find ourselves in. What's very odd, said Peter Thiel, is that we're living in something where the politics is this overwhelmingly one-sided, and it's not an indicator that people have figured out the truth. It's an indicator that there's an incredible amount of political correctness and people can't talk about the truth. That's one of the things he said when he addressed them. He said, tell me one thing that you know is true, that the vast majority of the people don't believe. That's how we move forward. That's how science moves forward. All the big leaps in science have come when people have debunked the conventional wisdom. Always that way. But now going back to the Koch brothers, remember it was just back a couple of years ago when we had the election and people were saying, hey, these guys are Democrats. They're going to give money to Hillary Clinton and so forth. They said, this is blood libel. Blood libel. The idea that Christian children, that their blood was used by Jews who murdered Christians. That was the old term, blood libel. So I don't know why these guys know. Are they Jewish? I don't know. I don't know. I have to ask Roseanne. She didn't know if Valerie Jarrett was black or not. But I don't know if the Koch brothers are Jewish or not. But they're saying blood libel. So I don't want to correct a rumor that the media keeps stimulating, and that is that I'm probably going to support Hillary. Oh, they certainly did hate Trump. Right? But they did give to Democrats. So there was a reason to suspect that they would do that. 2 years earlier, stories had been run on Politico. It was an open secret that they had supported Democrats quite a bit. These guys who now are declaring their independence from the Republican Party, according to USA Today, the Koch brothers, as back in 2014, 4 years ago, Politico saying, well, they've also given money throughout the years to Democratic causes and to candidates. Mark Pryor, Mary Landrieu, Chuck Schumer. Say the donations from Koch Industries, their PAC, or the Koch PAC, include nearly $200,000. This is as of 2014. Nearly $200,000 to Democrat candidates and committees as recently as 2010, including $30,000 given to the Democrat Senatorial Campaign Committee. Harry Reid liked to use them as whipping boys, but folks, it is the controlled opposition. They're globalists. They're on the same side on those issues as the other people. You know, when we look at what is happening here, we look at President Trump again, he's saying, I'm going to get tough with these people, they're going to fund the wall or else. And quite frankly, it's going to make them furious, but it would make Trump even more of a hero if he were to stand up and say, the border is a defense issue. I've said this before, if we can't defend our borders, and President Trump has said, if we don't have borders, we don't have a country. So why can't we defend our borders? It is an existential issue. If you can't use the military to defend our borders, then what are we using the military for? Are we just the unpaid mercenaries of the UN? I began the program by talking about the fact that the 50 soldiers' remains that came back in little boxes, draped in UN flags. In UN flags. That's what we use our military for. We are the mercenaries for the UN. We're not protecting our borders. We're not protecting our country. Why can't we put our troops on the border until we can get a border wall built? And why can't we build the border wall out of the military's budget? President Trump has said, all right, we're going to take these families instead of separating them until we can identify and make sure that these adults really are the parents of the kids as they claim. We're going to put them on a military base. We'll house them together, but we'll put them on a military base. Get ready to accept this. You know, so they're going to do whatever they need to. Spend whatever money they need to make that happen. Well, why can't you do that to keep them from coming into the country in the first place? To keep them from exposing themselves to the dangers of crossing the border, crossing the desert and so forth, as we see happening in Europe as people are dying trying to cross the Mediterranean because they're encouraged by the European Union and the open border people like the Koch brothers to make that dangerous journey. You just get across and there's a pot of gold waiting for you at the other side. You know, it's kind of funny as these African migrants are coming in. Now, that one story that was on Drudge, they land on a beach in Europe, in Spain, and it's a nude beach. I mean, literally, folks, Europe is so clueless, they haven't got a chance. They don't even have clothes. They're caught with their pants down and worse, okay, in terms of this. They haven't a clue as to what's going on. So you got these people landing, and you got naked Europeans there. Folks, the emperor has no clothes, and neither do the minions who are buying into this open border policy. It is insane. President Trump can say that Mexico needs to pay for it. He can say the Democrats need to approve it, but President Trump has the authority. He has the duty to protect our borders with the military, to build that wall out of the military budget. That's it for our program. Thank you for listening.